perhaps one of the most shocking headlines, the most shocking developments. We're talking vaccines. We're talking antivirals. Why are we needing these? Well, we need those because of COVID-19, of SARS-CoV-2. And some of the scientific consensus now is saying that this thing may have emerged or did emerge from a lab in Wuhan,
right,
from testing of a lab in Wuhan. So we still don't have the answers to this. And in comes this story out of Boston University. Take a look at this.
All right.
A new and deadly strain of the COVID virus has been created in a Boston University lab.
A new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate.
The researchers at Boston University were able to combine the spike protein from Omicron with the original strain of the virus that came out of Wuhan in order to create a new chimera strain, which was so deadly that it killed 80% of the humanized mice that they were testing on.
Researchers compared original COVID, Omicron, and a combined version of the two to see what piece of the virus dictates how sick a person can get. Then they tested this with large amounts of virus in mice.
But the school says these reports are sensationalized and taken out of context.
They also say this research will provide a public benefit by leading to better targeted therapeutic interventions, which, if you remember, was the premise behind the original gain-of-function research.
They enhanced the virus. This is clearly gain-of-function research.
The National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases says BU should have reported this study to them, and it didn't. But BU says it didn't have to because the primary funds for the study was Boston University money.
We can't keep on kind of fooling with viruses and make them more deadly. It has to be done very, very carefully.
I mean, this term gain of function, no one had really paid attention to it unless you were geeking out a few years ago, but it really has been in the limelight. Or, you know, is this virus out of Wuhan, did it come from a gain of function in a, you know, a bio laboratory? Did it get accidentally released and then, you know, sweep the world? Now, you know, we have said that this potential bioweapon, if you will, didn't really have a very high death rate, as we pointed out earlier in the show when we're mandating vaccines, but it did sweep the world, and it does have the world asking, should we be doing this kind of research?
Right, and we know about this because the NIH, National Institutes of Health, Anthony Fauci's NIH, was funding EcoHealth Alliance. This is Peter Daszak's organization that was working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do these gain-of-function research.
Right.
And as we reported just a couple weeks ago, all over the headlines, it was showing that the NIH is still funding grants to EcoHealth Alliance,
right,
up to 2022 to the tune of over $1 million in the past 2 years as well. So this is still happening. And so this,
I remember Fauci's argument was, well, look, yes, while we are investigating, you know, the gain of function, you know, work done by EcoHealth, what we're funding now isn't gain of function. It's just totally something different. So don't worry about it. We can still fund the same companies that are under investigation for other things. But this points out a serious problem in that thinking, right?
Yeah, it does. And so this brings us to the Boston University controversy. This is the headlines coming out now. If you look at these, it says Boston University researchers claim to have developed new, more lethal COVID strain in lab. And let's look, was it secretive? No, they actually did a preprint article. So it's not peer reviewed yet, but they published their findings. So people are look at this and going, wait a minute, this looks like gain of function. So let's look at that preprint article right now. And one of the most important things I think about this is down at the funding, down at the bottom. And it says here, this work was supported by Boston University startup funds, National Institutes of Health, NIAID grants. You can see two of those there.
That's Tony Fauci, NIAID. It's what he's the head of.
Yep. And then you go right to that bottom line. It says NIH SIG grants. Now, this is for instrumentation, but it does show that they were funding that. There was funding involved in that. And since they were funding that, it should have went through a framework that was created to analyze if they can actually do this type of research. So were they aware of it? Well, we go to Stat News now, and Stat News did some reporting to talk about this, and they actually talked to people from NIAID. This is the headline, Boston University research testing of lab-made version of COVID virus draws government scrutiny. And it says here, it has become apparent that the research team did not clear the work with the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which was one of the funders of the project. The agency indicated it is going to be looking for some answers as to why it first learned of the work through media reports. It goes on to say, Emily Erbelding, director of NIAID's Division of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases said the BU's team's original grant application did not specify that the scientists wanted to do this precise work, nor did the group make clear that it was doing experiments that might involve enhancing a pathogen of pandemic potential in the progress reports it provided to the NIAID.
I mean, this is exactly the point when Fauci's saying, don't worry about it, we're funding EcoHealth to do something else. Do you know that? I mean, what they're showing here is they have no system to police this thing. Money's being used, and they're just building these, you know, super viruses in universities. I mean, it's crazy.
And the researchers are arguing back from Boston University, okay, saying it's not gain of function because the original Wuhan strain, the Washington strain, killed 100% of the rats they found. And the Omicron strain killed zero. But when they merged those two, because they took the spike protein from the Omicron, they put it on the Wuhan strain, that only killed 80% of the rats at that point. So they're saying we went from 100% kill rate to only 80%. But if you flip that over, you went from 0% kill rate to 80. So it depends how you're looking at that.
Are they literally arguing that it's not gain of function, it's reduction of function in our laboratory, therefore we should be exonerated? Because let's be honest, they didn't know that was going to be the result. They didn't know that it wouldn't, like, triple the original viruses, you know, until it was done. So I don't think, you know, whether the letter of the law, but certainly the intention of the law to say we're going to restrict you is don't do a study where you might accidentally create a super virus that's more deadly than anything we've seen, and then one of you idiots or one of your assistants, that just got into the university, actually carries it out on their sleeve and delivers it to the whole world, which is some version of what we think happened in Wuhan.
Right, and the way it's supposed to work in the U.S., understand that the Obama White House in 2014 said, we got to stop this gain-of-function research. It's getting out of control. It's Wild West. Stop to the MERS, the SARS, and influenza. We're done with it. We're putting a moratorium on it. And it restarted back in 2017. Anthony Fauci was very happy about that. The only reason it restarted is because there was a framework, a very thorough framework, when you read through it, put in place to funnel these potential studies through. And this is the framework right here. It says, a framework for guiding funding decisions about proposed research involving, these are the words, enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. That's the title. It's an EPPP. So there, it's supposed to go through a department-level department-level research, basically. They bring people, they bring lawyers in, they bring ethicists in, they bring biosecurity people in. They all sit at a table and they say, can this be done safely? If it can, how do we mitigate the risk to that? None of that was done at Boston University. They didn't even get a chance to do it. We weren't even sitting at the table to get that done.
Wow. I mean, this is just in the face of, it's just, I mean, this whole day, this whole show, I think people's minds are going to be blown. All of the trust we've had that we're being protected, that things are being done safely, that choices are being made for the right reasons, that the scientific evidence and scientific proof and the scientific method and the leaders of science in the United States of America are handling this all well. And in virtually every case, it's like the Titanic is sinking.
Yeah, and one of the experts that's been very vocal about this is Dr. Richard Ebright. And he was quoted in an article, this is a Daily Mail article, that the Boston University researchers were saying was blown out of proportion. Because the title here says, this is playing with fire. It could spark a lab-generated pandemic. Experts slam Boston lab where scientists have created a new deadly COVID strain with an 80% kill rate. I mean, in there, Dr. Ebright told Daily Mail, the research is a clear example of gain-of-function research of concern and enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. That's EPPP research. He says, it is especially concerning that this new U.S. government EPPP research, like the previous U.S. government EPPP research on chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses at Wuhan Institute of Virology that may have caused the pandemic, appears not to have undergone the prior risk-benefit review mandated under U.S. government policies. It's mandated. So now, we have basically Wuhan, China, the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Boston, Massachusetts.
Downtown Boston, we could have the same leak because people are not playing by the rules.